This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Immigrant rights activists are currently outside of the ICE detention center in Aurora. They're holding a vigil to raise awareness of the death of an inmate while in custody last month. Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza was 39 years old. His official cause of death has not been released, and an investigation is still pending. The vigil coincides with the annual Día de los Muertos holiday that commemorates those who have passed away. Inappropriate comments toward a black employee pushed the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife to retire this week. CPR's Paulo Chalceda reports.
Dan Preslow spent 3 years as head of the wildlife agency. He's been on administrative leave since April, when CPW launched an investigation into a racist comment he made during a conference. That investigation is finished, but CPW and its parent agency, the State Department of Natural Resources, have not released their findings. A spokesperson with the department said finding a replacement is a high priority. It does not have a timeline. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
Open enrollment is underway. That's for next year's health coverage for those who aren't already covered by an employer's health insurance or another insurance program like Medicaid or Medicare. Residents can shop for health plans through the state's health insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Residents can also now, for the first time, buy a plan through the Colorado Option. That's a new quasi-public health insurance program started by the state. People can sign up through mid-January. Last year, nearly 200,000 Coloradans signed up, a record since the exchange started a decade ago. This is CPR News.